May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 910. Oh, that my soul, as heretofore, could with delight and love explore those sacred sweets in Jesus' name that once my raptured soul o'ercame. Hymn 910.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. We raise up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning, I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with a hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails that should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new, sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. The whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and that there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree, I was set in the desert, the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth, and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that ye may know that ye are gods, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as a potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning, that ye may know, and before time, that we may say, he is righteous. Yea, there is none that showeth. Yea, there is none that declareth. Yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them. And I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsellor, that, when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word.
Let us now sing hymn 1032. How shall I give thee up? 'Tis Jesus speaks the word. I am the sinner's only hope. I am thy gracious Lord. Hymn 1032.
Thank you.
us to pray. Kind, gracious, eternal, everlasting, merciful Lord God, once again thy kindness and mercy is being extended unto us each, and we are now found here in this house of God, in this place, Lord, where thine honour dwelleth, in this place, dear Lord, where thou hast come and met with us in time past. But, dear Lord, we plead with thee that thou wilt come and meet with us here this day. Oh, Lord, we thank thee for mercies past, for those times of blessing past. We don't forget those things. But, Lord, we come now, dear Lord, because our need is as great as ever. Lord, and we need thee to come and speak to our souls, to assure our conscience of its part in thy redeeming blood. We need thee, Lord, to help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. So, Lord, may it please thee to help a few poor sinners then to come. Lord, we come, dear Lord, as bidden and exalted to enter into thy courts with praise. Oh, dear Lord, may we truly be thankful to thee for every mercy and the blessings which we have received day by day and hour by hour. Lord, that our daily needs are abundantly supplied, as our health and strength, as the use of natural faculties, as the bread, the water. Lord, we thank thee for these great mercies. And we thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness and kindness. Oh, we thank thee, dear Lord Jesus, that thou hast made a way whereby poor sinners may come to thee. Oh, but thou didst suffer, bleed, and die, Lord Jesus, in the sinner's place, room, and stead. Thou didst pay the price of their redemption with thine own heart's blood. Oh, so, Lord, what shall I do? My Saviour to praise. Then, Lord Jesus, do come and do graciously help us. Oh, may there be, Lord, that real, true thanksgiving in our hearts. Why, one said, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Oh, and dear Lord, may there be those of us here today, now, Lord, that can say amen to that. Lord, and we say amen to that, to thine honour, glory, and thy praise. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to thy name we would and do give glory. Oh, for thy loving kindness. Then, dear Lord, do graciously help us still and be with us now. Lord, we thank thee then for the things of providence, and we thank thee, dear Lord Jesus, for thy glorious work of grace in the sinner's place, room, and stead. Oh, and as Paul says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. But then, dear Lord, we turn, as it were, the page, and Lord, and we look at ourselves. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt pardon and forgive all and every sin, every iniquity. Lord, we hang our head with shame, we blush with shame. But, dear Lord, we come to thee because thou hast blessedly, graciously declared in thy word that, why, yes, that if the Lord were strict to mark iniquity, O Lord, who should stand? But it reads, but there is forgiveness with thee. Oh Lord, it reads, if the Lord were strict, oh Lord, thou art not strict, and thou hast promised to forgive all those that come to thee with a broken heart and a contrite spirit that tremble at thy word. So, Lord, may we come. Oh, dear Lord, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Oh, Lord Jesus, thou hast promised, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, the amazing grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Then, dear Lord, do graciously bless and do help us here this day. Oh, that there may be, Lord, signs following the preaching of thy word, and Lord, and all that will be down to thine honour, glory, and praise. Then, dear Lord, do hear us. Lord, we do pray that remember and bless, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, and do make thy goodness pass before them. And may there be that grace given to one and another, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. We pray thou wilt bless the preaching of thy word here in this place, in this house of God. Bless and help thy dear servants, Lord, as they come here to minister in thy name. And oh, that, Lord, it may not be just help received in the pulpit, but there may be that help found and received in sinners' hearts that sit in the pew. Lord, to thy praise and glory, then do hear us. We do pray that remember the dear children, Lord, do bless them, bless their souls. Oh, that they may be early seekers and early finders of the good grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. May they have that secret something. May their souls be on the stretch to find Christ and to know him. May their cry be, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, oh, no doubt, Lord, they've been taught that prayer. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity and suffer me to come to thee. And Lord, and those of us that are older, we haven't got past it yet, Lord, and we don't want to. Oh, we pray thou wilt suffer us, Lord, to come to thee. Lord, with all our cares, burdens, responsibilities, Lord, us to bless. We pray the dear parents here also. Lord, as they bring up their children, oh, help them, Lord, to do so in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Oh, be their guide and their counsellor. Give them all needed wisdom. And Lord, and oh, how they, their children, and all of us, Lord, need that divine protection, Lord, against the many evils that abound in this our day. Oh, and Satan comes in like a flood. And sin, iniquity flows down our streets like water. Lord, do mercifully appear. We pray for our friends here that hold office. Undertake for them and help them in their concerns and responsibilities. Lord, to help them to spread those things before thee. Lord, it may be like Hezekiah. Lord, sometimes at those things, Lord, and know not what to do, and may they be like him and spread the matter, spread the letter before the Lord. Oh, gracious Lord, do blessedly help. Pray then that thou be with them each and do bless abundantly, we pray. Oh, and dear Lord, may this house, Lord, be filled Lord, with seeking souls, with mourners in Zion, with souls hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, we just read in thy word that when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Then, dear Lord, do be very near and very gracious unto them, we pray. Lord, we pray for those that are away, absent at the present time. Undertake for them, bless them, watch over them, preserve them, keep them, and bring them back again in peace and safety at the appointed time. Lord, and do be with each. Lord, we think again of the children, Lord. Some of them may have just started school. Some of them have changed class. Lord, but they need thy care in the school life. Lord, remember them, we pray. Oh, surround them from the evils, Lord, that abound. And Lord, and if they're not sure, oh, that they may be helped to ask their parents, what does the teacher mean? And they help the parents to faithfully explain. Lord, do hear. Do help us, Lord. We pray, O Lord, that thou remember those that have left and forsaken, Lord, the house of God. Lord, do bring them back. Do snatch them as brands from the burning. Lord, don't let them have all their pleasure in this life. Oh, that they may be brought to see that there are some better days to come. There is eternity, and it's to be life with Jesus or life without Jesus, which bears not thinking about. Lord, do hear our prayer. Pray, dear Lord, that thou art then remember. Lord, remember those, any that may be in sickness, affliction's path, to undertake for them. We certainly know and think of various ones, Lord, that are laid aside, and some of thy servants. We think of our friend Matthew Hyde and James Pack, Lord. We pray for them in particular. We pray for others also. Maybe others in found with terminal illnesses. There are those, Lord, that undergo the surgeon's hand. Lord, there's some may be with ordeals in front of them. Lord, do undertake, do bless, do appear. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, that the restoration of their body and soul may be to thy praise and honour and thy glory. Hear our prayer. We ask thee to remember those that walk in darkness, those, Lord, that have trying things in their life, the circumstances, Lord, beyond their control, that know not what to do, but, oh, that their eyes may be up unto thee, who art able to do exceeding abundantly above all they ask or think. Lord, to make crooked straight, rough places plain. Break down the mountains of impossibility. Make a way for them, appear for them. Lord, do then graciously help. And Lord, as our nation also. How do we pray, dear Lord, for our nation at this present time? Lord, thou knowest and seest the chaos that we're in. Oh, the uncertainty of all things. Lord, and yet all these things are in thy hand. And one thing, Lord, we're sure of, that thy will be done. Oh, dear Lord, we pray that we may be given grace, Lord, to fall under. Lord, to help, to appear for us. Thou knowest, Lord, dear Lord, to overturn the wicked and evil designs of wicked men. Lord, we pray, govern those that govern us. Remember our Parliament, Lord. Thou knowest, we know it's not sitting at the moment, Lord, but we do beg that thou remember those, Lord, elected to Parliament. And oh, that, dear Lord, we pray thou mercifully appear for us. Lord, and do help us commit all into thy hand. Lord, be with us then. Undertake for us. Lord, we need thy help. We're but a poor, poor man. Lord, but a poor man comes. Oh, and pleads with the dear psalmist who said, I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And dear Lord, my help must come from thee this day. And dear Lord, do come. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Lord, which thou didst give and grant to us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 958. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Hymn 958.
in dependence upon the Lord. For all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Isaiah 41. And I'll read verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 41, verse 9 and 10. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verses 9 and 10. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It has often been said that from chapter 40 onwards of the Gospel of Isaiah, is in fact the gospel according to Isaiah. And how true that is. Oh, because we have so much here of the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And why we have that wonderful chapter 53, which speaks to us of the death and sufferings of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, indeed of the travail of his soul, that which he redeemed his people. But here, the dear Lord sees fit to speak a word, words of blessed, gracious encouragement to his dear people. And as I view it, as I want and pray the Lord's help, that I may be helped to get right down to the bottom. That I might get, as it were, underneath some of you. Not me, but the Lord's word, to get underneath and to lift you up and bring you out of your present low state of mind and thoughts. See, here in the 8th verse, speaks here of these in the previous verses. But then verse 8 it says, But thou, Israel, art my servant. With whatever has been said before, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Well, you go back, I think it's in Genesis 18 or 19, speaks there where the Lord was about to destroy the cities of the plain. And it speaks here, And shall I hide from Abraham, my friend, the things that I'm going to do there? Oh, friends, yes. The Lord would indeed did make known to Abraham what was going to happen there. But here, verse 9, this word that I read by way of text, But thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth. That's where we want to start. That's where we want to begin. But thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth. Very often it is that the Lord's people are the Lord's people, the ones that wonder, the ones that question whether they are the Lord's people. The ones that very often may write bitter things against themselves. Well, the Lord says, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth. Our end is taken. Why, here in Psalm 68, I think it is, the dear Lord, he tells us here, are these captives? Yes. Thou hast ascended on, thou hast led captivity captive and received gifts of men. They've taken. They have no power to resist. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, no power to resist. My thought comes to mind of dear Ruth, that Moabitess damsel. There she is in this country of Moab that was filled with idolatry. And yet, my friends, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth. Yes, you've heard this expression before, I'm sure. Snatched as a brand from the burning. Yes. You see, dear Ruth, oh, yes, again this. Oh, let's quote what good William Cowper says. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. Yes, and this is when indeed he comes to take, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, thou, nobody else, sinner, you. So that one day, this all you'll say, why me, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. And what did another one say? Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Yes, dear Ruth. The mysterious way. But it was God's way. It was God's eternal plan. Yes. Just how he would work. How he would bring out this one out of the land of Moab. Why, it caused a famine to come. Yes, hundreds of miles away. But which caused a couple, man and wife and two sons, to leave Bethlehem, Judah, to go down into Moab. Friends, it was all in God's hand. It was all in his hand. He's working out his own sovereign will and pleasure. Why, and yes, and why, this handmaid, Ruth, this Moabitess one, she comes and she marries one of these sons, doesn't she? But eventually they die. And now there's a sister-in-law, Orpha, as well. And now Naomi has lost her husband as well. Oh, yes. Yes, blind unbelief is sure to her. Scan is working, but God is his own interpreter. And he will make it plain. Thou am I taken from the ends of the earth. Oh, and why, and as dear Naomi says she's going back. Ruth and Orpha says they're going. But then she entreats them to go back to their own people, their own country. And Orpha went back. But Ruth clave unto her. Yes, do you view God's dear people that they've got something that you haven't got? When I was the age of some of you, dear children here, and growing up as well, why, I used to view those that went up to the Lord's table on usually the first Sunday evening of the month. And they took part of this bread and wine. I didn't understand anything what they were doing. But they had got something and I hadn't got it. And what they got, I wanted. That's all I can say. Oh yes, thou am I taken from the ends of the earth. You dear young ones, is that how you view those that stay to the ordinance of the Lord's Supper? Or those that partake of this bread and wine, they've got something. They've got something that you haven't got. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Yes. You know, the Apostle Paul's got a word for you as well, dear soul. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, dear soul, are you pressing forward toward this mark? Oh, that you may have what these dear people have got. Look at it like this. They've got a real religion. They've got a God that they can go to. They profess to have been saved by God's grace. And I haven't got it. And I want it. Dear soul, my dear grandfather, who died in 1951, it's reported, it's in the sermon. I've got it at home. Plod on, poor soul, plod on. That was his words. May they be the words to you this morning, dear soul. Plod on. Yes. Oh, I have taken from the ends of the earth. What did the dear prophet say here? Chapter 45. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Look unto me. Yes, what did the hymn writer say? Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong. Pity join with power. This all, look up. Look to Jesus. Oh, you say, but I don't know how to pray. This all, forget how about prayer and the length of it. This all, it's the sincerity of it. Lord, help me. That's what matters. Oh, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Does this suit you? Gracious Lord, incline thine ear. And my request vouchsafe to hear, hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. And you have to say this, don't you, poor soul? All unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely, give me Christ, or else I die. Dear soul, you believe this, do you not? That if you had Christ, you would have everything your soul desired and needed. And so you would. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth. I say, you have no power to resist the almighty power of God. There's the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Oh, a man that sadly lived a life of sin. But now he faces eternity. Now, dear soul, this blessed word has come into effect in his heart. Them I've taken from the ends of the earth. And he leaves it all. He says to his partner in crime, and dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we suffer the due reward of our deeds. Whom I've taken from the ends of the earth, plucked as a brand from the burning, being made a trophy of his grace. Dear soul, you probably cannot see that you at the present time are being made a trophy of his grace. But that's what's happening. That's what's happening, dear soul, in your heart and in your life. See, what else he say here? Hey, the Lord. What else the Lord say? Whom I've taken from the ends of the earth. You know, a sinner, dead in trespasses and sins, as far from God as sheep can run. Ben, like this blessed, powerful magnet that draws all those things, the iron filings and metals attached, it draws it all to itself. And those things have no power to resist the power of that magnet. Tis all, and neither of you. And what a mercy that is. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You may not think the Lord has begun, but yes, the day will come. Yes, and it may not be so far away when your praise and bless his great and holy name, that he snatched you as a brand from the burning. But he says here, from the ends of the earth, and call thee from the chief men thereof. And call thee from the chief men thereof. Yes. Oh, what a mercy to be called. Taken. And here the word is being called. Paul writing here in the epistle to the Romans in that wonderful 8th chapter, he says, For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. There it says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Yes, the foundation of God standeth sure, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. And that is a blessed, glorious truth. But it is all here. Them he also, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, he also called. Oh, to be called. Called of God. And to hear his voice. Now, the Lord indeed is a sovereign in how he takes us. And how he calls us. To be called by God's grace. You've heard that many times, I'm sure. But oh, yes, and again, the Lord is a sovereign in this, is he not? We mentioned about Ruth, that dear Moabitess damsel. But you see, there, where, right in those early, well, there's only four chapters there anyway. But read in those first two chapters, the first chapter, why, where you cannot see where the Lord began with Ruth. You cannot see, you cannot detect where the Lord began with her. But you see, her language speaks volumes. Yes. Why, when Naomi says to her, go back, she said, entreat me not to leave thee, or from following after thee, for thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Can you say that, dear soul? Is there, have you got someone that maybe in the family circle, maybe someone you look to? Yes. Oh, and you say, they've got this something. Yes. Oh, and you're determined to find what they have. See, it's I can no denial take what I plead for Jesus' sake. Where the Lord began. Again, where did the Lord begin with dear Lydia, the seller of purple? It reads, whose heart the Lord opened. I'll say, but it did begin. Oh, and she, it reads, and she attended unto the things spoken of by the Apostle Paul. But then, in the same chapter, you've got the account where Paul and Silas were in the prison, and they'd been beaten with many stripes by the jailer. But then, see, again, God moves in a mysterious way. Yes. What? Paul and Silas singing praises there in the prison at midnight, having been beaten with many stripes. But there's, yes, and the Lord works. The Lord causes a great earthquake. Oh, and the doors are all set free. And in comes this jailer. He's about to kill himself. And Paul calls out, do thyself no harm, we are all here. Oh, and what a transformation there was in that Philippian jailer's life. Why, instead of beating them, why, he now takes water and bathes their wounds. Oh, and what must I do to be saved? Oh, and he's baptized in the name of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But there's you see, what a change. Yes, has there been a drastic change in the life of some of you young ones in here? You've been brought to say, this world is to be rolled together as a scroll. And where will my soul be? You're asking this important question. Yes. You know, when God's people die, they go home. They go home, they go to heaven, they go to glory, go to everlasting bliss. But when the ungodly die, they leave home. What does the hymn writer say? 1048. This world is not my home. And it's not. And I hope it's not the home of anyone here this morning. But oh, that you are being called. Yes. Being called of God. Oh, yes, sometimes one and another have been called in various ways. Yes. Oh, dear soul, can you say this or do you say this? I'm not what I once was, but I'm not what I want to be. Once you could roll sin as a sweet morsel under your tongue and think nothing of it. You can't now. Oh, because of the holy fear of God that's been secretly implanted in your heart. And your soul is now on the stretch to find Christ and to know him whom to know is life eternal. Once the best part of the services of God's house was amen. But now there's a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Now there's a seeking those things which are above. There's now coming to the chapel with a little who can tell. Will the Lord use his servant to speak to my soul this day? Oh, I'm being called. This comes to mind, and dear lady, I love for the truth's sake. And I went to this particular chapel one day to preach, knowing nothing about the folk there. I know you dear people here, but I don't know anything about you for that part. And I came out with something like this, and I repeat it here this morning. Young friends, maybe older ones, where were you last night? What den, what hovel of iniquity were you in? And then I said this, come out from among them And be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. A few years later, I had a letter from this girl. Ah, yes. It was the day. It was the moment the Lord called her by his grace. And she had to leave the hateful ways of sin. She had to leave her friends of this world, from the chief men thereof. And she had to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. I say she had to seek. You see this, there was and there is a compelling influence in your heart and mind that why we face eternity. And I don't want to be lost. I want to be saved by God's grace. I want to be where Jesus is, where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end. Call thee from the chief men thereof. Yes. Oh, yes, to be called out of nature's dark. And I say this to my shame. And you, dear children, listen. The very young ones, listen. And don't copy what I'm about to say. Someone might say, well, how did the Lord call you? It was like this. And I've said this before, I'm sure. But I stole sixpence. 2.5 pence in today's money. And in those days it would have brought a roll of sweets, a Mars bar, something of that nature. So it wasn't much, was it? But whether you steal sixpence or 6,000 or 6 million pounds, you've stolen. And as I walked away from that newspaper stand where I took it from, I got to the curbstone to cross over a road, and I can take you there now. Those words came to me, oh, with such power into my heart. Thou shalt not steal. And I relate my calling to that moment. But, and I was all ready to go back to put that sixpence back. Because it didn't belong to me. And the company I were with, it said, I'm just going back to put that sixpence back. And I was called all manner of names, which I won't go into. But, you see, I didn't. And I've regretted that right to this moment of time. Dear young friend, dear children, if you've done something wrong like that and your conscience is speaking within you, don't be persuaded by others. Do what your conscience says and put it back, put it right, put it straight. And call thee from the chief men thereof. I hadn't thought to speak as long as this. But I did say I wanted to get underneath. I want the Lord to get underneath some of you. Thou art my chief man there, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. Thou art my servant. The text begins, thou whom I have taken. And now the Lord says, thou art my servant. And that bears out with just what I've been saying, doesn't it? Because the servant will do as his master bids. Are you, dear soul, doing as your master bids you? Are you being obedient unto his word, unto his commands? I was very touched with that second hymn and the second verse. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I fulfill. Yes. I was greatly concerned and exercised about the ordinances of God's house. And having heard what I felt was a command to go forward the previous day, which was the Sunday, Lord's Day. But now it's Monday morning. Shall I go? Shan't I go? That's how I woke up. That's how I walked to and fro the house. Shall I go? Shan't I go? This was Richard Field. And he said, no, I'm not going. And that verse dropped right into my heart. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I fulfill. I said, Lord, I will go. Yes, dear. Oh, I just draw this bow at a venture. But does it fall into someone's heart this morning? Thou art my servant. Yes. A servant that loves his master. You know, you have it there in the Old Testament, don't you? Where there was a servant that loved his master, and the time for his release came, and he said he didn't want to go because he loved his master, and he would serve his master. Why? And they had this, that they took an oar, and they bore his ear to the doorpost of his master's house. Oh, yes, very fine, very gentle, very carefully, that ear would have been bored to the doorpost of his master's house. Oh, that, dear soul, that your ear and mine might be spiritually bored to the doorpost of God's house. Oh, show me some token, Lord, for God, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. My supplication, Lord, is this, that all my sins may be subdued, that all thy precious promises may be to me and for my God. I think I better leave it there for this morning.
the collections last Lord's Day were £745, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day, and there'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening at 7:30. The collections today are for Christian Concern, and our friends at Oakington hope to hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 1041. Oh, where is now that glowing love that marked our union with the Lord? Our hearts were fixed on things above, nor could the world one joy afford. Hymn 1041.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do be with us now. Do help us through the remainder of this day and this evening hour. Lord, be with those that assemble with the children this afternoon. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion, and the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.